This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Republicans in the House sorted out their leadership team this afternoon. Kevin McCarthy of California is going to replace Eric Cantor as majority leader, as had been widely predicted. The action shifts to the Senate next week. There's a big primary runoff down in Mississippi on Tuesday. Longtime Senator Thad Cochran is trying to hold off challenger Chris McDaniel with the GOP nomination in that state in the balance. Outside groups have poured millions of dollars into that race, just as they've poured money into primaries across the country. In Mississippi, it's Tea Party groups on one side, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on the other. And that pro-business group has retooled its strategy and is spending more money than it ever has in a way that it never has. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
So far, the 2014 primary season has been busy and expensive with a familiar cacophonous soundtrack.
We know Thad Cochran has been in Washington for 5 decades, and that's way too long.
Meet the real Chris McDaniel, a personal injury class action trial lawyer.
At the end of that second ad is a tagline that's probably familiar to voters in many states.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Chamber of Commerce has been around since 1912, and it has some 3 million members.
This year, we've taken the most aggressive posture that we ever have.
That's Rob Engstrom, who's really responsible for the content of that ad, along with dozens of others like it. He's the Chamber's national political director.
2014 will be the largest political program in the history of the Chamber of Commerce in the United States.
In 2012, it shelled out more than $34 million trying to defeat President Obama and trying to help Republicans regain control of the Senate.
After having squandered collectively 5 Senate seats over the last 2 elections, we thought it was important to involve ourselves and engage ourselves using the chamber's brand.
The chamber is spending more money, and it started spending it earlier on candidates in primaries across the country. This decision came out of a meeting Engstrom convened last year in Phoenix. He says it was a constructive conversation and that big donors were candid and direct. The upshot?
We're ready to turn the page and get back on offense.
So far, the chamber has had a winning season. It backed Mike Simpson in Idaho and Mitch McConnell in Kentucky in their races against Tea Party challengers. Bob Biersack is with the Center for Responsive Politics.
I can't think of an example where they've really made a big investment and not had it succeed this year.
In the run-up to 2012, conservative groups spent about $700 million. Well, there's a lot of outside money this time around, but Biersack says it's being spent differently.
It's being spent more professionally, I guess I would say.
Rob Engstrom with the Chamber of Commerce says the group's members expect that. They're executives and business owners.
You know, our members are bottom-line people.
And in politics, as in business, they want a good ROI, a good return on their investments. Well, it's up to Engstrom and his team to spend donors' dollars wisely. An investor does due diligence. Engstrom says he meets personally with 150 candidates every cycle. He says he's looking for people who are pro-business, who have a shot at winning.
All of these guys go home and campaign as conservatives, as fiscal conservatives.
Russ Walker has been on the other side in these primary battles.
But at the end of the day, that's not always how they govern.
Walker is with Freedom Works Action, a Tea Party group that spent more than $425,000 on the Republican primary in Mississippi. Well, its donors also care about ROI, the return on their investments. But Walker invests their money differently, less on ads and more on getting Freedom Works Action's members knocking on doors.
They are the best communicator of that political message. They can carry on a conversation, whereas if we run a 30 or 60 second spot, that's really all we get is 30 or 60 seconds.
That's a strategy many conservative groups seem to favor at the national and the local level. Case in point, what happened to House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Even if they won't say so, these groups are fighting over nothing less than the future of the Republican Party. That's serious business for Freedom Works Action's Russ Walker and the Chamber of Commerce's Rob Engstrom.
You know, we're going to fight back, and we are going to involve ourselves in an aggressive manner with good manners and high integrity, and then it's going to be a barroom brawl.
The chamber and Tea Party groups will try to land a few more punches this weekend before the runoff Tuesday. Then their focus shifts to the general election in November. After all, these are long-term investors. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.